There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hi, I'm Elena Burt.
I'm Chandler Mordecai.
I'm Harper Howard.
And you're listening to The Mark White Show. Let's find a way to make a difference today.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something good
today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today as we focus on a children's author. This book is called Kids in a Book, and it's written by Joshua Horton. And later on in the show, we'll have a brand new episode of Cora's Corner, where she's going to read an excerpt of Kids in a Book. Now, I met Stephanie Horton at the Down Syndrome Alabama Walk in Tuscaloosa back a few months ago. This connection through Mac Kids Tuscaloosa has now connected me to her husband, Joshua. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Joshua Horton.
Thank you for having me.
I always appreciate folks who sit down and take the time to write a book, to put their words down on paper. I think it's something important, especially when it comes to young people, to have something that's wholesome, something that's good that they can hold in their hands, they can learn. Children's authors have always been a special part of my life because my grandmother read stories to me when I was a young person. I still remember a lot of the stories that she took time to read me, and my wife even reads to my 8-year-old daughter, Cora. So I think it's very important what you're doing, Joshua.
Well, and that's the same with, my father. I remember years ago, would read to me and my brother and sister. And, and sometimes he just come up with stories. And in fact, I remember one story that he just came up with talking about an abominable snowman. And, it was scary right from the beginning, and he had our attention immediately. And you can tell ones who can just are good storytellers. And, he was able to really, get our attention. And, but the end of it was simply the abominable snowman. He kept telling these hikers that he wanted to have them for dinner, but the reality was that he just wanted to serve them food. And, we were scared up to that point, and, there were several things that he did just to frighten us a little bit, but it left a major impression. And in the end, it really, for me, sparked just more imagination in my heart. And I think about good stories. They're supposed to leave a lasting impression, but they're also supposed to spark that imagination and creativity. And, it's definitely... For me, that's one of the reasons why I enjoy writing kids' books.
When my nephew, who we helped raise, was a toddler, I would tell him what I called Nicholas stories. That was his name, Nicholas. And I would do Nicholas stories. And so he was included in the story, much like kids in a book where you've included your children.
I have. They have been gracious enough to be the guinea pigs, but really they wanted to be a part of that in the story. And, you know, I've had some people ask, you know, whenever I've talked with them about the kid's book, and they say, oh, well, what is your kid's book called? And and then, you know, simply, hey, kids in a book, you know, it's they're like, oh, that's very original, you know, but when I'm hoping, I'm actually working on another one, looking hopefully kind of as a series type thing, but it really is just, it is plain and simple. My kids are in it. And the book itself, it's kind of an introduction. It has three stories, and they break the fourth wall at times where they speak to the reader. It kind of gets the children where they feel very involved with the story. And you know, it was very enjoyable to write. And I would have to say my kids had a lot of input as well in, you know, just the, some of the creativity with it. Dad, can we do this? Can we do, you know, and it's definitely, it was fun to write.
So talking about keeping it simple, how did this idea come up? How did this begin to involve your children with this particular book?
Well, years ago, I've always, I'm, of course, I'm a preacher, and I have dealt with youth for many years. I was in South Carolina, an associate and youth pastor, and we would at times have Wednesdays, maybe 50, sometimes if we had VBS, 70 kids coming. And you know, I was always doing the storytelling, or if it wasn't telling stories, illustrations or things, it was, you know, obviously teaching scripture to them. And I really enjoyed that. And then, in just a couple years later, I ended up actually writing, or a few years later, writing a book, that I had an illustrator, that did the pictures. And, the book was called Operation Imagination with Buddy the Bear. And the way I'd written that book was, I mean, literally what it's titled, Operation Imagination, there's questions in it. It was trying to get the children involved with the story, and even asking them to draw some of the pictures in it. And, you know, so it was something that was before, around the time whenever we had Ethan, he's my eldest, he may have been about probably at that time, 4 years old. And it was something that in writing that I just kept thinking, hey, what would I would like for him to pick up and write down, and what would help him with his imagination and creativity. And then of course we had two other children, Elliot and Eliana, and we ended up just, I read to them almost every night during those years. I ended up just, I kind of tabled the one book, the kids book. And I thought, I kept coming back to, okay, I'd like to do another kids book, but then I thought, how can I get my children involved with it? You know, it's kind of, in a way the book is, I wanted them to be involved with it, but also it's kind of also an homage to my brother and sister. When we were growing up, you know, I wouldn't say we were entirely poor, but we, you know, we didn't have a lot, and, you know, we used our imagination a lot. We, you know, we told stories, or we'd go explore things. And again, that's always just for me, wanting my kids to have a strong imagination, to be very creative. And so I just really decided to write this story and get them involved and get their input as well. And like I said, I'm trying to work on another one. And this one will be more about, toys, and it'll have the children in it. But anyway, it should be an interesting story.
I'm right there with you with getting young people involved. And that's exactly why my daughter has her segment on the show every Saturday, so that she can be a part of what I'm doing and I can include her through the show. She helps me whenever she can. She has done commercials for the show, and I like to have her involved. She's been doing this since she was 3 years old. I would take her down to the studio with me, so she was familiar with all of the equipment inside the studio. She could look around and enjoy the guests, and then she would travel to events with me. And so she's been very involved for 5 years of her life now.
That's fantastic.
I think it's wonderful when we can find that time. I know that there are a lot of things that distract us in this life as we get older. We have responsibilities, and sometimes the children get neglected. And if somebody's out there right now who's been thinking, I sure wish that I could include my child in more things, I hope that maybe this conversation will encourage them to find the time to spend with their child.
Yeah, it's crucial. I mentioned, and the conversation leading in this, I mentioned about my father reading us stories and how it made an impression, but that wasn't, he had ended up and a lot of children, sadly, this is the case, but he had left home when I was just 11 years old. And even the short time that we did have with him, I do remember the times of him reading to us helping us to with just having our own creativity in many ways. And it is very crucial. I look at it since that time, and I reflect back on that and see the need to be able to get involved, to be able to include your children, to be able to find the time to, again, to help them cultivate creativity, cultivate imagination, in their life.
Right now, we're talking to Joshua Horton. He is the author of Kids in a Book. In the final segment of today's show, Cora will be reading an excerpt of Kids in the Book, and I think we've figured out the part that she needs to read, and it's going to be Mary's part. But I'm looking forward to that, Joshua, and if you'll hang in here with me, we'll go into another segment after a quick break, and we'll talk some more about this book, how people can get it, and then maybe some future projects that you have in mind, okay?
All right.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Drives into
to the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away, 'cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I love these editions of the Mark White Show because I get an opportunity to talk to children's authors and we talk about books. And I hope that you're letting your young person listen to Cora's Corner, to listen to these authors, hear about their background, how they came up with the idea for their books, and what their hopes, what their goals are for the material that they're putting out. Now, you may have heard several authors on the show so far, and you can go back and listen to some of those segments and listen to Cora as she reads some of those books. And I do hope that you will find those books, you will order them, that your child will have a book in their hand, that maybe you'll participate with them and read together. Right now, I have with me Joshua Horton. He is a children's book author, and his book is called Kids in a Book. It's pretty simple, as he said in the first segment, but I'm enjoying this book. Cora has opened it up, and she's going to be reading an excerpt later on in the show. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Joshua Horton.
Thank you.
I appreciate absolutely. I appreciate the fact that you took the time to produce a book and include your kids. I know that was fun for them. How did they feel when they saw the book for the first time, seeing their pictures and reading their stories?
You know, they enjoyed it. They, you know, they didn't really, sometimes they'd say, oh, I wonder if we're going to be famous, you know, but other times, but you know, we joke too, because, that's good and bad sometimes, you know, when that some of them, when I was working on the book, some of the editing that I tried to do with the pictures and stuff, that's, you know, they'd look and I would go over, you know, and say, hey, how does this look to you? Does this look pretty neat? You know, and sometimes they'd say, don't put that in there, you know, don't do that, you know, it was enjoyable to do. They, I had to, just try to find times whenever they were, if they weren't running around or having to do, school and, us having to take them to different events and things, we would just throughout the day, try to find some time to take photos to be able to incorporate them in the book. And, you know, they enjoyed them. I'd have them in different, positions and stuff, because, sometimes if in the book, they may be, well, there's one where they're on a boat, and I had to have them in like, I think captain costume. We had a few, props that they were able to use, and you know, they enjoyed it. It really kind of helped them. I think the neat thing about it is trying to write this, book. And again, it's not a very lengthy book, but in it, the way I wrote it, obviously it's kind of poetical. You know, in reading it, it's going to rhyme. And a lot of times I find that is helpful, you know, for kids to read, and just as they're reading, it helps them kind of go along and a lot of times retain, what they've read. But, you know, they enjoyed it. It was, during that time, seeing their creativity, imagination just kind of grow, even us trying to collaborate, and get the book written. And like I say, about one that I'm working on, of course, I know you had mentioned earlier about, works maybe later on. And this, I am looking at another one that basically would involve the child, one of my children shrinking, and being the size of a toy, and so they're going to have a, you know, an interesting adventure in that, and so they were thrilled about that as well. And so we're kind of coming up with different ideas of how to, you know, write other books, get them involved.
Well, for what it's worth, Ethan, Elliot, and Eliana, you are now Mark White Show famous. Congratulations!
Hey, that's great. I appreciate it. I'll let them know as well.
Yes, as Stephanie was at the table there at the Down Syndrome Walk, I was able to meet the three kids. They're getting an opportunity to be out and about through Mac Kids Tuscaloosa with your wife, and I think that's wonderful.
Yeah, I was the one hiding away with balloon animals. That's normally what they have me do. I'm in the background making balloon animals. So.
Well, that's great. Everybody plays a part, don't they?
Yep. Yep.
You're the balloon animal guy. Well, you know, as we think about this book, Kids in a Book, we want people to be able to find it. That's the first thing, is when Cora reads an excerpt of it, we'll, of course, announce how people can get the book. But if you want to share how people can connect with you, Joshua, I think that would be great.
Well, they can get it on Amazon. This is self-published, and it is on Kindle. They can find it on the Kindle app. And like I say, mainly Amazon. You may be able to find it. I believe that you can actually find it through Books A Million as well, some of the other, because they're tied into that. But like I say, mainly they can find it there on Amazon. You may have to write. I found that if you put in my full name, it's easier to find the books instead of putting the title. I don't know why. Maybe just simply, you know, it's not been that long up there. And it may just be simply that, but, you know, so my full name is Joshua Horton, and in the books, they should be able to find them.
Well, Joshua, I think you have a great family. Appreciate your family and you taking time to produce this book. And I hope that it does everything that you hope it does. And then also in future endeavors that you're successful there as well.
I appreciate it. And I would just simply say that, the Eli, Joe, and Mary, those are just, I say made up names, but they're kind of the names. They're not the names of my children, but they're the names of them in the book. And the reason I put that, I had a lot of people ask me too, like, why didn't you put their names, you know? But in a way, I wanted to have the kids involved, but it was also kind of an homage to my brother and sister in that. And so Eli, actually, my brother's name is Elijah. My name is Josh, which I just put Joe, and then Mary, which my sister's name is Maranatha. And that kind of gives a little bit of explanation of why. I've had some people ask, you know, just what the reason behind that. But I appreciate you letting me come on and take the time to share about the book.
Absolutely. Folks, I hope you'll stick with us because Cora's Corner, a brand new episode as she reads an excerpt of Kids in a Book by Joshua Horton. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Talking about a hero. Special kind of hero. Hero. No ordinary hero. Talking about a hero. Special kind of hero.
Yeah. With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com. Or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction. This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want you to stay tuned for Chorus Corner coming up next, right here on The Mark White Show.
Thank God for kids.
Welcome to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. Today, Cora will be reading Kids in a Book by Joshua Horton. And now, here's Cora White.
Hello, friend. My name is Mary. You may not remember me, even if you read the last story. It's the one with my brothers, Eli and Joe. I was the girl who flew in the big bubble. Floating was fun, but now I want to play something new. So I am not too sure what I want to do. Oh, wait. I think I hear my brothers coming. Mary, where are you? Where in the world is she? That's it. I can play the game hide and go seek. I'm so excited because when I hide, I pretend that my surroundings come alive. You may wonder what that even means, but often my hiding places become different scenes. Watch when I hide behind this curtain near the wall. I imagine that I am hiding behind a rushing waterfall. She's probably laughing at us while she's hiding. Joe, she should know this isn't funny. I have to admit, I've giggled once or twice. Now, under this chair, I think I'll hide. Of course, it's not a chair anymore. It's a submarine exploring the ocean floor. Now, I'm going to hide in this cupboard. But wait, it's actually a cave with bears. You're wrong, Mary. It's just your brothers. Oh, you finally found me. Can we play this game again in the next story? Unfortunately, the reader will just have to wait and see. To find out more about Mary, Eli, and Joe, get your copy of Kids in a Book by Joshua Horton on Amazon.
You have been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. You can tune in every Saturday to hear Cora's Corner. All right, Cora. Again, we appreciate Joshua Horton, author of Kids in a Book, for joining us here on The Mark White Show today, and we appreciate the brand new episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. If this show is an encouragement to you, I want you to share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and then subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White
and Cora White
encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life today.
To live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.